Blessed be the one holy and living God. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy, and its people a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition they have received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day, so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we did not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Thanks to God's great abundance, there can always be more than enough. This has been the refrain in our prayers of the people for several weeks now, through most of the fall and the annual ritual we call our stewardship campaign, being reminded that God provides more than enough to meet our needs is a comforting and encouraging notion. It cuts against that human tendency to focus on what's lacking, what might go wrong, how things are falling short of our expectations. It is like hitting the pause button on our anxieties and our scarcity thinking. Also, saying that there can be more than enough, not that there is always more than enough, shows that we're not in denial. We know that too often in particular situations, there isn't enough. Enough money or food or clean water or whatever the particular need might be. And I hope we know and believe that that isn't how God wants things to be. God created a world where everyone, every creature would have enough and more than enough, while we live in a world where some have far too much and many have not enough to survive. We can look at that gap between reality and how things were meant to be, and we can feel hopeless, angry, despairing, or depressed. Or we can look at that gap and wonder how it might be filled, how a bridge can be built, what God needs us to do so that there really is more than enough to go around. And sometimes the answers will surprise us, because very often we already have everything we need to make sure that everyone has enough. In today's gospel text, we hear Jesus sounding a lot more like a fire and brimstone preacher than like someone bringing good news. He starts off things with a shocking claim. The temple that his followers are admiring is going to be destroyed. Destroyed so completely that not one stone will be left standing. The temple was not only a remarkable architectural accomplishment and a thing of great beauty, it was also the center of worship for Jesus and his followers. We have to be careful not to read anything anti-Jewish or even anti-religious into this passage. The destruction of the temple is one of a series of terrible events that Jesus foretells, including war and famine, natural disasters, and persecution, but it is an especially painful foretelling. The point in this context is that even the worst that can happen doesn't leave us without God's love and protection. We don't ever have to worry that there isn't enough God to go around, enough love to go around. There is always enough and more than enough. Yes, even under the worst of circumstances, even when the thing we've been dreading happens, even when it's hard to see because we're looking at the world through tear-filled eyes. Meanwhile, Isaiah's audience had pretty much already hit rock bottom. I don't think there is any bad news Isaiah could have foretold that would have surprised them at this point. They have been through persecution, calamities, and exile from their homeland. They have absolutely no reason to trust that there will be enough for them in the future, given that the past has been so marred by scarcity and bitterness. And yet that is what God is telling them, that there is going to be enough and more than enough and in short order. There is going to be so much goodness, so much joy, so much delight, that it will utterly wipe away and overwhelm all the pain and suffering that has come before. You can hear the prophets delight and passion as he says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. What a promise. While I was pondering the apparent contrast between the frightening events that Jesus is predicting in today's gospel and this prophecy of peace and abundance and blessing that we find in Isaiah, it hit me that it is much easier for me to believe the former than the latter, to think that bad news sounds realistic and good news is a little hard to swallow. Maybe it's an evolutionary adaptation, or maybe it's part of my Northern European heritage, or something in my chemical makeup, or maybe it's just living through all the things we've lived through together these past few years. But I don't need a lot of convincing when someone tells me that bad things are going to happen. You've got a theory about why the stock market is about to implode, or the next big earthquake is just around the corner, and I don't need a lot of proof. I don't ask for a lot of details. I am likely to think that chances are you're right. However, if you start rhapsodizing about how the lion will lie down with the lamb, and the Democrats and Republicans are going to work together in selfless harmony to solve all the pressing problems of the world, and suddenly I am asking for evidence and verification and double-blind trials, thank you very much. You say there's not enough to go around, and it kind of makes sense. You say that not only is there going to be enough, there is going to be more than enough. And my first instinct is that what you're saying sounds at best like wishful thinking, and at worst, like a scam. Or, if we let our defenses down just a little, if I soften my heart just a little, open up my soul just a little, it can sound like hope. It can sound like faith. It can sound like God's dream of beloved community. And then we can get to work making it happen. So often in scripture and in our own lives, we look to the natural world for illustrations of abundance and harmony, for what it looks like when there is more than enough. Yesterday, a small bunch of us went out to Forbes Ranch in Esparto and enjoyed our first official spirituality in nature gathering. During our time together, we reflected on gratitude, we went for a walk, and we even planted some oak trees. It was a little cold, but the sun was shining and the sky was blue and the view of the mountains was stunning. The psalm we used for our opening prayer time was Psalm 65, and the line that stayed with me throughout the day was, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance." That bounty, that abundance, was everywhere visible. I went out to pick pomegranates, but instead what caught my eye was a kumquat tree that was so laden with fruit, it looked like it might just fall over. I quickly filled up both of my pockets and then one bag and then another with those jaunty little bright orange fruit. A half an hour flew by. I was in solitude and silence, and yet I felt like I was in conversation with the whole universe. Now, if you go out to see these 10 mighty oaks that we have planted, what you will find will look like sticks. They are spindly little things, barely saplings, and right now they're dropping their leaves. They don't look very promising. And it's possible anytime you plant things that not all of them will make it to maturity. And yet, the root systems of these young oaks were remarkable, vigorous, and complex and growing. What you can't see when you look at the surface, at these little baby trees, is how much is happening underground, Down there in the dark, moist soil, there is enough and more than enough. And so with faith and hope and love, we planted those trees far, far apart from each other, knowing that those that do grow all the way will create a vast and sweeping canopy with their branches. So we create room for future growth, and we plan a watering schedule, and we pray. It's not magic, but it is enough. When you plant a tree or plant a flower or vegetable garden, there is no guarantee of success. And yet, by the grace of God, as often as not, you end up with enough and more than enough, whether it be pomegranates or oak trees or kumquats. God crowns the year with bounty and promises that in time our carts will overflow with abundance. I hope that each and every one of you has your own reasons to believe that this is true. I hope some of those reasons are found in creation, and some in your families and friends, and some right here at St. Martin's. Thanks to God's great abundance, there can always be enough and more than enough. Amen. Now, normally at this time, we have a nice quiet moment for you to let the sermon sink in. But we have a lot happening in today's service, and this is the time when we are going to do an ingathering of pledge cards. Now, if you're a member or regularly come to St. Martin's, you received a pledge card in the mail, and maybe you filled it in and sent it in already, and that's fantastic. And if you haven't, either haven't received one or haven't sent it in yet, that's okay too. We have pledge cards here. They were on the table on the way in. We also have index cards at the end of every pew. And the index cards won't count as a pledge card because we're not actually going to read them. What we want for you to do with those is, if you've already sent in your pledge card, just write something on this index card so that you can come forward and be part of the ingathering. If you have your pledge card with you, great, bring it forward. Either way, we hope that you will come forward as we sing and pray together. If you write something on the index card, again, we're not counting that. We won't be looking at those. That's just your little note to yourself and to God. Sort of like when you get an I voted sticker, right? You can write, I pledged, and throw it into the basket up here. Or maybe I'm about to pledge. That's fine too. But what I do want is for you to also consider taking something back to your seat with you. That's why we hope everybody will come forward. What we have up here, this is one of our prayer shawls that people make on a regular basis and give away. Those are also back in the narthex if you want one of your own. And we have these feely hearts in all kinds of colors that are also giveaways that are made with love by members of St. Martin's. And we have kumquats and pomegranates. Take a couple. We've got plenty. There are a lot here, and this is not all of them. I'm excited to make some jam or something. So the idea is just that you come forward to offer some token, some recognition of this pledge in gathering, and you take something away with you, and we will then bless it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Grace can have all the kumquats, as far as I'm concerned. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this gathering of your beloved servants in whom you delight. We thank you for their generosity of spirit that is part of St. Martin's, and for the generous gifts that are given and that are represented here in this bounteous offering today. We ask that we may use these gifts to your service and be ever mindful of the needs of the world. In your name we pray.
Amen. Let us affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one
God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Recognizing that our gifts are miracles that enable our ministry, serve our neighbors, and strengthen our community, we gather to offer our intentions, petitions, and thanksgivings to God.
I ask your prayers for the church, the inspiration and inheritance of our gifts of wealth, works, and wisdom. Pray for Michael, our presiding bishop, Megan, our bishop, Pamela, our rector, and Margaret, our deacon, Betsy, our seminarian, Ernie and Deborah, our priest associates, and all other ministers in the church. Thanks to God's great abundance,
there can always be more than enough.
We ask your prayers for the world, God's greatest miracle. May we who inherit this earth be wise stewards of creation and kind caretakers of all your creatures. We ask your prayers for those who lead our nation and our communities, for Joseph, our president, for Gavin, our governor, for our legislative and judicial institutions, and for the representatives of our local government. May they use the plentiful resources they steward to care for the people of the world.
We give the thanks for the defending delegates of the COP27, the World Climate Change Summit.
Thanks to God's great abundance,
there can always be more than enough.
We ask your prayers for our neighbors and all who need or request our prayers, for those who are marginalized and oppressed, those who are sick and those who are dying, for the lonely and isolated, for those who are suffering, and for those who sleep on our streets. We pray for all on our parish prayer list.
We pray for those affected by natural disasters, for peace in Ukraine and other areas experiencing conflict. We pray for Ethan, Josh, Mary, Marilyn Kay, and Sue and Lynn. And I invite you to add your own prayers, either silently or aloud at this time.
Thanks to God's great abundance,
there can always be more than enough.
I ask your prayers for those who have died. May they forever gather at the table of plenty, sharing your gifts with love and joy.
We pray especially for the repose of the soul of Floyd Hobbs, for his family and friends who mourn.
Thanks to God's great abundance,
there can always be more than enough.
As the crowd who gathered to hear Jesus preach was able to share 2 fish and 5 loaves with more than enough left over, they discovered that when their gifts were blessed, they increased and became a blessing to others. We give you thanks for the uncountable miracles and blessings in our lives. Thanks to God's great abundance,
there can always be more than enough.
Holy God, your love knows no bounds, and you did not hesitate to give your whole self to us in the person of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. May we too reach within ourselves to share our gifts generously so that our love overflows in a need-filled world. These and all things we ask in the name of your Son and through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us confess our sins to God.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Oh, sorry. You may be seated for the announcements. I'm going to ask Kimo to come forward. While he does that, I will point out that your yellow announcement sheet is very full. I don't want to go through everything on here, but there are a couple things that are very time sensitive. Obviously, today is our in-gathering Sunday. After church, we're going to celebrate with some French food in honor of St. Martin of Tours. And I think we've moved the tables and the coffee inside because it was pretty cold a while ago, but there will also be chairs outside if you'd rather be outside. So please stick around after church. Also after church, you can give to our Thanksgiving project. We've had a pretty compressed time period this fall to contribute to that. And we're doing well, but we really need to try to reach the finish line on that. Kimo is our co-senior warden, and I welcome him for a Thanksgiving moment. It's kind of a Thanksgiving moment. It's a stewardship moment.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes, I've been on the vestry now for 2 years, and for the last 11 months, I've been the co-senior warden, which has been quite an experience, I tell you. But enough about me. Let's talk about stewardship, and let's talk about us, our church. For the past several Sundays, other members of the vestry have been sharing what can only be called stewardship moments. And if you've been following along and connecting the dots, these stewardship moments have given us insights into us, our church community, It's given us insights into the Episcopal Church of St. Martin in Davis, California, a community of people called by God into Christ's body, the church. A church community where we are transformed, a church community that, like a choir that sings together, we bring our energy, time, various skills and talents to both be and act as God's loving and transforming presence in the world, whether caring for God's creation or dreaming big with our caring ministries by taking care of those in our parish who are alone and isolated by age, health, or sickness. We are a community, a church community, that takes on unexpected challenges. And we continue to pivot, to Zoom, to mask, and still one way or another, we worship together, we pray together, we study together. Together we work with other churches and groups and organizations in our area to help those in need of food, clothing, or housing. And we work with others to help welcome those who are newly arrived to the United States. And in addition to praying together and working together, we are a church community that plans together through various committees. And finally, and more importantly, we annually pledge together. So I'd like to thank all of you, all of us who dropped off our pledges or already made our pledges. And I'd also like to urge those of you still going through the process to get your pledges in sooner than later. And at the same time, let us all give thanks that we're a church community that's rooted in faith, growing in hope, and reaching out in love. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimo. The texts of these different stewardship talks are on our website, and really they've been excellent. So even if you sent in your pledge, if you missed one of them, you might want to go back and read them again, because they've really been quite inspiring and full of information and just sort of a sense of who we are as a community. I mentioned some of the things going on after church. I didn't get to something that's happening at 4 o'clock today. We have our final fall Seeds of Justice talk. These have been really wonderful. So if you are interested, I hope you will, even if you haven't signed up yet, don't worry about it. You need to go to this registration link, and that will take you to the Zoom link. So the registration link is here. It's on our website. You can also just come up to one of us after church. You know, come to tell me, tell Gabe, tell somebody that you need help to get registered if you're not sure how to do that. It is a Zoom-only presentation. It's our own John Liu, who many of you know as a member here and who is also a professor emeritus from the departments of Asian American Studies and Sociology at UC Irvine. And his talk is called How Manifest Destiny Changed the Color of Labor. So I hope you will tune in for that. Just a couple more things. Next Saturday is another day when we'll be at the farmers market. If you haven't come by to see our booth yet, we're probably not going to be able to do it every Saturday, but we've got a pretty good track record so far. I think John and I are on tap for next week, so come say hi. And please note that if you take this home with you, you will see a lot more things that are starting up for Advent. We have a new Sacred Ground Circle starting, some Wednesday night offerings, and lots more. So please, please do pay attention to your yellow sheet. Tell us, Margaret, what our celebrations and milestones are.
It's birthday season. Birthday season, so brace yourselves. So last week, Jonathan Hom Willits celebrated a birthday. He is not physically with us, but we can applaud him in absentia. And this coming week, I hope I have everyone, Jim Anderson, John Dolan, Bob Holm, and Emiliano Mateo are all celebrating birthdays, and three of those I have heard are on the same day.
Yes, November 15th is a big day.
Big day.
All right. Is there anyone else who has someone's pointing at someone. Who are we pointing at? Sophia's birthday week too? Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
Yay.
And oh, and Sharon's got somebody pointing at her too. So we have even more birthdays to celebrate. Well, please turn to page 6 of your bulletin, and there is a celebrations and milestones prayer that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you are new here, welcome. I will explain very briefly that the way we do communion is you come forward down the center aisle. We have two stations, and at this time, what we are doing is we take the host and we intinct or dip it into the wine, so you get both at the same time. If you just want the bread, just want the host, you can say so. That's fine. We also have a gluten-free option. And if you're not able to come forward, please let one of our ushers know, and we will bring communion to you happily. All are welcome at Christ's table here at St. Martin's. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and good and joyful to give you thanks, all holy God, source of life and fountain of mercy. You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, joining with angels and archangels and with the faithful of every generation, we lift our voices with all creation as we sing.
Holy, 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 God of God, Lamb of God, have mercy.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We would not see your goodness in the world around us, and so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us and prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word, made mortal flesh in Jesus. Born into the human family and dwelling among us, he revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death on the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering his death and resurrection, we now present to you from your creation this bread and this wine. By your Holy Spirit, may they be for us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who share these gifts may be filled with the Holy Spirit and live as Christ's body in the world. Bring us into the everlasting heritage of your daughters and sons, that with Martin and all your saints, past, present, and yet to come, we may praise your name forever. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. First in Spanish and then in English, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria. Ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in this world, in the name of the Holy Trinity.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.